Zoo Weekly. News, sport, gags and girls. Out now.
Census 1234 invites you to get this with Tony Martin and someone else.
There is no need to be alarmed. It's just a new radio show with a slightly rowdy theme song. It's Get This. Here it comes. Swedish. That's what it is. Swedish theme music. There you go. I always say you've got to start a new show with a bit of Swedish music. Thank you very much, The Hives. Welcome aboard Australia, the very first edition. And who am I? Tony Martin, you might remember, years ago. The voice of Barjas. I think that's really what people remember me for the most. And who's in here with me? A young bloke I literally found living out of the back of one of the Black Thunders here at Triple M. Give him a round. It's Ed Cavalier. There you go, Ed.
Thank you.
We're actually on air.
I know.
Were you aware of that?
I am, yeah.
Now, look, I'm not joking, am I? You really are a Thunder bloke.
Yeah. For like a year and a half, right. I was doing the Black Thunders for Triple M.
Now, I've got to explain that we actually met on, thanks to Mick Malloy.
Yeah.
On his film Boytown. We had Tiny Part. I think we've both been cut out of the film, by the way. But we had a few scenes together. That was a bit of fun. And then I met you again at the rap party and I said, what do you do? And you said, I do the Life Crosses. I live off prize packs and Shannon Knoll CDs.
You can live really well off Shannon Knoll CDs alone.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
But just so that people know that we're not joking, can you just give us an example of what it is you do? Just off the top of your head.
Right now?
Yeah.
Triple M Street Team out and about at Heffron Park this afternoon. And we've got the free stuff. Coca-Cola Zero.
There you go. We're just drying up halfway through.
No, I could keep going.
You could keep going.
But I just didn't know if I should keep crediting stuff.
Oh, okay. The trouble with the sales department in the first break for the show.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Now, look, I didn't realise how well regarded you are in the radio industry for your Life Crosses.
Really?
And we'll actually be playing quite an interesting documentary later in the show.
Yes.
I've been canvassing people around the network and I think you'll be quite surprised what they've been saying about you.
Thank you.
But look, at the beginning of the show, I think the announcement promised someone else. People are going, is that Ed? Is he the someone else? No, we're going to have, every day on this program, we're going to have mystery co-hosts popping in, a different co-host every day. Yeah. But we just figured for the first one, you can't really get people in the first one, can you? No.
We don't know what we're doing.
It hasn't been established.
No.
So, we'll just get it right today.
Excellent.
We'll just ready the pitch.
Great.
We'll lay down some asphalt so that when the guests come in, they don't slip over and hurt themselves.
I'd hate that.
And we'll have proper actual co-hosts from tomorrow.
Excellent.
But people are probably wondering, what is it that we're going to be doing on this show? And I should point out, by the way, that we're broadcasting from the most technically unreliable studio in the network. And you're meant to be paneling this thing, aren't you?
Look, I still maintain I did a great job in the test show.
The test show was a nightmare.
But what? Look, the Bear, who's paneling for us, is laughing.
Yeah, give yourself a round of applause, Bear.
Well done, Bear.
It was debacular, the entire thing the other day.
You know why they call him Bear?
Why is that?
Because he isn't big, isn't fat and isn't hairy and doesn't look like a bear.
Give that a round, please. That's clearly deserving of applause.
Great.
And yes, we are broadcasting from... Mick Malloy will not step into this studio. It's so unreliable. In fact, we've decided to declare it the haunted studio. There you go. That's a bit of fun right there.
Yeah, I'm just playing the theremin. What's that?
Do you want to have... Just try it yourself.
The Haunted Studio.
There you go. No other show on the network has a theremin in the
standing
studio.
By. The only thing that works.
But look, what a shambles. What are we doing on this program? That's what people are saying. They're saying, what is Get This? Well, we decided to throw it out to the punters. What do they want to hear? So what I did is I went down to the car park of my local Coles and just lurked suspiciously for about half an hour, pestering people. Here's what happened. Oh, excuse me, sir. I'm from Triple M. What would you like to hear on a new radio program?
More about travel. Tips on radio and live sex. I want to hear about... Community, unity of community here in Australia.
Right, you're not interested in Nickelback tickets?
No.
Lots to do with transport.
This is because you're a truck driver?
That's it.
So you just want to hear segments about transport?
Yeah, why not? What's in the trucking industry and what's going on?
Right, so where to buy the best amphetamines, would that be?
No, I don't know anything about that.
What would you like to hear more of on the radio?
More sensible talk.
More sensible talk?
More decent words, not foul words or double-crossing words, you know.
And what sort of music would you like to hear more of?
Oh, well, I'm 91.
So a bit of Iron Maiden?
A little bit of mass music.
So you're 91. Who was on the radio when you were younger?
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin. What was his show like? It was just hours and hours of silence.
There were silent ones.
People would phone in and he'd say nothing. What kind of subjects would you like to hear debated on the radio?
Oh, that's interesting. I'd like some international issues.
Yep.
A little more domestic issues too.
What about where's the weirdest place you've had sex? You want to hear that sort of thing?
Doesn't turn me on. But now and then I don't mind hearing it. I'd like to see what Aussies, what they think are weird places.
The bedroom, apparently.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear all the nice music. Barbara Streisand.
What about Nickelback? Do you like them?
Nickelback? I don't know.
I'm from Radio Triple M.
Where's your sign?
They haven't given me a sign. I haven't been there long enough to get a sign. What about this young bloke here? What would he like to hear on the radio?
Probably High Five and the Wiggles. Hey, buddy.
Five.
Who's your favourite?
Madonna.
Let's hope it's Madonna.
You'd like to hear Madonna, young sir? No comment?
Yeah.
Are you exclusively licensed to another station?
Yeah.
There you go. They're signing them younger and younger.
He's very good, though.
Now, did you? I got you to write all that down. What do people want to hear on this new program?
Right. More about travel. Tits on radio and live sex.
Tits on radio and live sex.
Get together at last. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand, yeah.
Sensible talk, decent words.
That's right.
Not double-crossing words.
Double-crossing words. There's too much of that on the radio.
So much. And information for truckies.
Right. Live sex, Barbara Streisand, decent words, information for truck drivers. What would that sound like? Have a listen. Oh, this is delightfully enchanting. Oh, splendidly captivating interlude. Oh, and I hear the new multifunction disc brake system. Oh, it's a recommended upgrade for all 18-wheelers. That'd be the police with Don't Stand So Close to Me. And I haven't heard that for 7 years when I did my last radio program.
You don't play it at home?
Well, occasionally I'll throw on a bit of Supertramp just to remind myself what's going on.
Yeah. Keep yourself current.
It's Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalier.
Hello.
Coming in from the side. No special guest host today because we figured this would be a disaster and why, you know, let other people get splattered. And that segment we did earlier where we had people having sex to Barbara Streisand music, I hope people enjoyed that.
Yeah,
I played that to my wife the other day and she goes, well, who's that? Who are you having sex with? Who did you get at the station to do that? And I said, it's off a sound effects record. And it is, just play a bit of it. There you go. There's an album, that's right, in the sound effects. You probably lose that now, Bear. In fact, make yourself a copy. Take it home, enjoy yourself. But there's obviously some woman somewhere in the world whose job is to just go in and lay down a bit of that. She'll be driving along hearing herself under ads.
She's a pro.
She probably is. Now, have you been following, I'm just looking for big stories in the paper.
Oh, yes.
The cartoons, the war of did you see this?
Yeah,
firstly, there was the one in the Indonesian newspaper.
Yeah, I saw that.
Of John Howard taking Alexander Downer roughly from behind. Did you see that? Do you get the joke, though?
Yeah, no offence intended underneath.
Oh, no, that's the sequel.
Oh, is it?
I'm talking about the original one.
No, I didn't get what. Tell me.
So the original one was Prime Minister John Howard and Downer as copulating dingoes.
I didn't know they were dingoes.
Yeah, that's part of the gag.
Oh, good.
And the Prime Minister's telling Alexander Downer, I want Papua, Alex. That's disturbing. That's the most disturbing part of all that people might call him Alex.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Close friends.
Try to make it happen. Now, why is he having sex with him? I mean, I don't understand what the link is between the two things. Okay, he wants Papua.
Badly. Got to get him on side.
So to get Downer on side.
Yeah. And sometimes the only way.
Round the back.
Dingo costume.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So, okay, I get that. That's that's much clearer now. And then Bill Leek in the Australian has caused a diplomatic drama by... That's the response. You seen that? It's the Indonesian Prime Minister, whose name I'm not confident enough to attempt without offence at this point.
Oh, really?
There's a Bam Bang in there somewhere.
Bam Bang, I thought it was.
No, it's Bam Bang, I think. Is that right, Nikki? No. You wouldn't want to offend anybody.
No.
It's, and the cartoon is very Bam Bam, right. Thank You Ma'am, if you have a look. And it's, yeah, he's going a Papuan in response.
And they both, oh, I see, yeah, right. But the dingo motif like, is gone.
Yeah, they're just dogs now, apparently. And it says here that Bill Leake has denied that the character in his cartoon was President Bam Bam, saying it was meant to be a generic Indonesian. That just makes it worse, doesn't it? Well, how come it's a generic Indonesian who happens to look exactly like the president?
Well, you know.
What do you make of that?
Well, I like it to start with. I think it's, I like the fact that they're like, they've got human faces and dogs' bodies, but only one of them's got a tail. I think that's great.
Isn't it great that diplomacy has been reduced to this level?
Well, this is the only way to settle international kind of disputes these days.
When will the cartoon rooting end? Look at that. We'll be interested to see if it escalates, if the cartoon wars escalate.
Where do we go from here, though? Where do we go from here? How can you top that?
I don't think
that's
you can.
That's a challenge. There's a challenge to all the cartoonists.
What I love is, now that cartoon of Bill Leake's, that appeared in the Weekend Australian, which is a Rupert Murdoch newspaper. Now, we sent out some ads for this program to appear in over the weekend in the Murdoch newspapers. Get this, Tony Martin's back. There's a picture of me with a bloke with a bag over his head. That's actually Maddie from production. With a bag over his head with a question mark on it, representing the mystery guest.
Hey, do you remember when we were taking the shots, every now and again the photographer would say to Maddie, now you can breathe whenever you want.
He's still holding his breath out the corridor. But it says here, what I wrote was, the show will take gratuitous pot shots at prominent public figures and generally piss fart around.
Yeah.
People at the Murdoch papers are going, we can't have the word piss fart in the papers. They've changed it to fool around. I wouldn't say that. Generally, around.
You've never fooled around in your life.
Where did that come? So it's fine to have the Indonesian president copulating with a dog.
That's a generic.
Indonesian. Well, okay, that's not as offensive. But the phrase piss fart around.
What's suggestive piss fart?
Okay.
See, that's subtle.
All right. Look, I was going to talk about Darren Hinch having sex, but as I understand, have I gone way over? I'm still trying to remember how you do a radio program. We'll be back with more Get This in just a moment. Yes, that's In Excess with the new bloke out front with Pretty Vegas. How do you think he's performing yet?
Brilliantly.
Yeah. They're doing a new series of Rockstar. Does that mean they're going to find a new singer for In Excess again? No, does someone else get to be the lead singer of In Excess?
No, they slowly replace all of the band members.
Right. When do they get to Gary Beers?
Who's that?
I'm not wrong, am I? There's a guy in their band called Gary Beers.
Yeah, there is.
Beers. So that's what a real radio announcer sounds like. That is who's chaperoning us through this first show. Welcome aboard, Bear.
Wait, two first names? Gary, and then middle name, also Gary.
Is that
two
true?
Gary's the first name?
Gary, it's just Gary.
Right. But it's Gary Beers, isn't it?
No, he just was a play with when he was younger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someone with a stutter.
This segment's going very well.
Yeah, I like it.
It's the first show. We're not drunk, although people have sent in enormous amounts of alcohol. I should point that out. They're trying to get us off our nuts for the first episode. It's me, Tony Martin, in case you've just joined us. Ed Cavalier is sitting in. He's certain listeners may be familiar with his work doing live crosses. We've got one of his live crosses from the Thunder here. Can we hear a bit of that?
Good morning, Triple M Street Team out and about on the street. Hepburn Park is where you'll find us this morning to come and grab the free stuff. Coca-Cola Zero, Zero
Sugar Maximum. That's fantastic work.
Also got the Who Magazine, the first of the celebrity gossip.
That's enough of that, thanks, Beer. But you've been doing, how long have you been doing them?
A bit over a year.
Over a year. And I had no idea the high regard that you're held in the industry. People have been calling and going, you know, great crosses. Yeah. But what's he doing on, how did he get this? Well, we can explain everything with, it's a documentary about your work.
Oh.
And it's quite amazing, some of the testimonials we've received. Have a listen to this.
It's amazing. You go to any radio station in this country and the talk around the water cooler is Cavalier. What's he got for his snacks? And you have to wonder, I mean, what's he working on?
He's an amazing performer, great energy, and just works a crowd.
I don't know where he gets it from, the patter, the gab, but he has got it.
At their roadshow every day this week.
I mean, he's the man.
Look, if I had to use one word, it'd be tour de force.
I don't know, every time I go, you know, into an in-store or into just walking past a radio station, people are always just like, come on, you know, do a cross. And always coming up to me, asking me for, you know, drinks and CDs and stuff. Just do a crosshead, do a cross.
I've had announcers say to me that they're not going to go on after him, they can't follow it. I was at a function once and Lawsy took me aside and he just said, mate, I'm going to retire, because if you're going to put that kind of thing to air, crosses from the Black Thunder with Ed Cavalier giving away CDs, giving away prize packs, you know, nanopods, I mean...
Street team out and about at Marine Parade, and we've got the free stuff, Heritage Chocolate...
Alan Jones said to me that he feels personally inadequate. I don't think that's anything to do with Ed Cavalier, but it might be.
It's embarrassing apart from anything else. I mean, it's my work. It's not who I am.
It's all seat-of-the-pants stuff. I mean, he hasn't got a script. You know, it's just all coming out of his mouth. I mean, I don't know where he comes up with it. I'm amazed they haven't done a bloody... a record, an album of it, because it's, you'd hate to think it's all just going out the bloody ether and never going to be heard again.
I see all the new guys, I hear the tapes, they come in. None of them, in my opinion, have matched Cavalier. You go to one of his crosses, it's like, you know, bloody honey.
I love his energy for it as well, because a lot of people can be dismissive in that area, but he commits to it.
Catches today, 12 to 1, 15 minutes time.
Now, look, I used to work with Brian Berry in Brisbane, and he retired because of one of Ed's crosses. I mean, I remember he just had it on. It was 25 seconds in, and he just said, that's it. And I had his resignation on my desk before Ed had even given away the Alien Ant Farm album. It was tragic. A career in tatters.
Yeah, look, if he's doing a cross, you know, they just come out of the woodwork from everywhere, you know, swarming. I mean, they know they're going to hear something concise, you know, and a bit of poetry in there as well. I mean, I was moved to tears once during one of his crosses from, it was an install by Wickfield, and I had to go and lie down in the back of the Thunder.
Oh, well, that's really flattering, but you know, the sad fact is that it's just not enough. I feel like I've got so much more to offer. There's a voice inside me saying,
you don't blow like the breeze you were born to be.
I mean, it's great being the best at this.
You die down in the trees and try and hide.
It's time, the Triple M Street Team, how's about a Marine Parade?
Will you witness the dawn?
Live cross of the year.
All you need is a spark.
And the winner is...
A cathedral of torches light the night.
Edward Cavalier.
On your mark.
That's all well and good.
Here I am.
But there must be more.
I'm your spark.
So here I am, Tone.
Ed, can I just say, this is all sounding very gay.
What are you talking about?
Deep and silent.
Well, that, for example.
And it runs to you like a shallow, noisy stream.
Shallow, noisy stream. Right, that's enough. Turn that music off, Matty.
Hey, nothing gay about a shallow, noisy stream,
Tone. Sorry,
Tone.
Ed.
Can it die?
Go to the ID, please. Somebody.
Get this.
More sensible talk.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
That's the Stranglers skin deep here at Triple M. This is Get This with Tony Martin, Ed Cavalier.
Hello.
You might have heard his little documentary earlier. And I noticed during the song you're already trying to get yourself some free stuff. You've worked out how... Not even through the first show, and you've already worked out how radio works.
Look, I may or may not have been trying to get tickets to the Socceroos. So.
What does that mean?
What?
Is that sports?
Yeah, okay.
This is the Achilles heel of Get This. I know nothing about sports, and you're going to have to help me out as the weeks go by.
Happy
because what was that big games thing in Melbourne? What was that all about?
Oh, Commonwealth.
Is that finished? There's a car race now. People just, yeah. Just all explosions from what I saw. Is that normal?
Pretty much.
And Socceroos, that's... Soccer, of course.
Yeah, Australian soccer team. We're playing Greece in May, and you know.
It's gobbledygook. No idea what you're talking about. I've been going through the papers. We were talking about the cartoon wars earlier.
Oh, yes.
It's the battle of the rooting politicians that's going on. And listen, I've gone to the 50-50 column in the Melbourne Herald Sun.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to what Observer of Upper Burnie, must be from Tasmania, possibly.
What, their name's Observer? Well, they credit themselves as Observer.
He's just Observer, unless it's the Observer newspaper calling in. So, major daily newspapers in Indonesia are running disgusting cartoons of our PM and Foreign Affairs Minister. Is this an incitement to hatred? What next? A retaliatory strike against Darwin? It's escalating already. It's already gone from a cartoon to strikes on Darwin being a...
Maybe that's what Observer wants. Maybe he's trying to, like, maybe they've got a plan for a strike on Darwin. They're trying to rally some support.
Well, we'll keep you posted here on Triple M. And what now, Yana Pittman, explain that to me. Everyone seems to hate her.
Yeah, she won, you know, the 400 hurdles, 400 metres hurdles.
That's running.
That's running. You run and then you jump over like an office chair.
Right.
But it's got like, and then you keep going. There's a series of them.
Okay.
And she won. She beat like everyone from the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
170 something nations. She beat them all. Right. And then at the reception, it was in Melbourne. She got booed by the crowd.
She got booed. And why do people seem to hate her? Is it just because she wears braces? Is that why? Why is that?
I think that's it.
That's the key to it.
I haven't gotten over it.
She's a drama queen. This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think she has a feud with a Tamsin Lewis, who's another runner.
Right. See, I was giving blood last week, and the woman who was taking blood out of my arm was going, she was furious because Yana Pittman had won something, and she was keen to hate her. People just, and listen to this. Another letter to a Melbourne newspaper over the weekend. William Waugh of Dandenong North writes, "All of my friends and acquaintances were embarrassed during the games. The sudden adoration of Yana Pittman because she won gold was sickening. If Chopper Reid had won a gold medal, he too would be a national hero."
It's true.
So now Yana Pittman is equivalent to Chopper Reid.
Yeah.
So is she really awful, or is this just something the papers
she can run. Like, she won. Right. What's the big deal? Right. You know? I mean, I like the fact that, is it William? He did a poll of his friends and then widened it to his acquaintances as well, just in case someone in his widest circle still liked Yana. He wasn't gonna write that letter until he had a consensus. You
until
know?
He'd done his homework.
No, I just think, I don't know why people don't. I think she's fine. You know, she wins races. What's the big deal? But I think she wants to give her gold medal to England, and people don't like that.
Okay. Why would she do that?
Well, she won a relay gold medal, but there was something technically like a baton change problem.
Right.
And so she might give her gold medal to England. People don't like that.
I'm looking for what's happening. See, I've just lost interest in sports as you were talking.
No, I saw that. As I was saying, you were saying right, and you were just sort of flicking through other things.
I'm keen to get to Darren Hinch's sex life because he claims he's being blackmailed.
Oh.
And, you know, I hate Darren Hinch, like I think most right-thinking people certainly would since the Graham Kennedy business.
Yeah.
But it is an odd thing that you would get a letter saying sexual assault, serious business, should go to the cops, but hey, 50 grand and it can all go away. You know, you've sort of... how serious was the sexual assault?
Well, 50 grand's worth.
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
But we're not going to go into that because that's a legal matter.
Yeah.
But what I liked was, this is in the papers over the weekend, in a leaked email sent by the woman in question to Hinch, she explicitly outlines, quote, "what my claim against you will become."
Oh.
In the email, the woman in question tells Hinch that while he assaulted her, he asked, and these are quotes apparently, according to her, alleged quotes from Darren Hinch,
"I haven't read this. It's
gonna... Darling, is that nice? And I can get another female and watch her with you." Another female. Would you put it that way? Ed, you've probably been down this track, I'm assuming. You're a young man.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that? Let's get another
track,
female.
Exactly.
Look, I've heard about your antics on the weekend. We'll get to that in a later segment.
Yeah, well, I think there's nothing sexier than...
than the word, just saying female. Yeah. Not another woman, another girl, another person. I'll get another female and we'll see what develops. But then this is the part that really disturbs me. Hinch has dismissed the email as fantasy land and said that we had a few drinks, but we were not drunk. Then as consenting adults, this is a quote, "we went to the bedroom, heavy petting went on," and that was that. Now, that is the most disturbing phrase of all.
Heavy petting.
Darren Hinch involved in heavy petting. Excuse me.
Oh, Tony, come on. Use the bucket.
Did you notice how I vomited twice?
Yeah, that was
great. There's a classic first show mistake. I appeared to actually have two mouths.
And by the time... And it was weird because you actually did the mime of vomiting, so you were quite a way off mic.
And you've been to NIDA, haven't you? Was
that?
No. See, you've completely lied about all of your qualifications. Anyway, heavy... do people use the phrase heavy petting?
The only other time I've heard heavy petting is in that song in the Rocky Horror Picture Show where Susan Sarandon says, "I was always didn't want to get into heavy petting, blah, 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 blah."
Right. Hinch, listen to this. Because I should point out that Hinch is extremely unwell.
Oh, is he?
But nowhere as unwell as anyone who has been forced to deal with the concept of him heavy petting. It's a new program, and it's time to, we want to involve you, the listener. Yes. So it's time to climb Talkback Mountain. That's what Maddie's come up with.
We didn't. That's the first time we've heard that.
Was the yodeling in there?
It was.
Okay, we want to hear from you. But because it's the first show, I just couldn't think of a topic that would be momentous enough for a first show.
Absolutely.
So let's just open up the lines and people can call in and talk about anything. Just what you think you want to hear on this show, what you think we should be talking about. Has this segment gone on too long, for example? Yeah, call us up, say anything you want. The number to call here at Triple M, get this, is 133353. That's Gwen Stefani. What you waiting for? Here at Get This. And part of the fun of a first show is waiting for me to say the wrong name of the program. I've nearly said Martin Malloy twice. I've nearly said Tough Love twice.
Really?
Nearly said the John Laws program for no reason. Ed Cavalier is assisting with this program. And from tomorrow, we will have a guest host. We'll be shifting up a bit on the couch. And it's right now on the show, it's time to climb Talkback Mountain. I don't understand that at all. But
Talkback Alps.
And we're just opening up the phones and letting people talk about whatever they want because it is the first program. I think Brad's on the line. Brad, are you there?
I certainly am, Tony. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, you're the first caller we've ever had on the show.
It's fantastic. No, look, I'm outraged that Australians and Indonesians are over the top and going crazy about rutting dogs.
Yes.
And yet we've got that... I can't get Fred Bassett in the paper every day.
Now that is offensive. What is Fred doing today? Is he rutting with a politician, perhaps?
Not yet. With Darren Hinch, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Explains the illness. But I just can't get over Australia. Wake up to yourself. Don't worry about what's happening over there. Worry about what's happening here. Fred Bassett.
Have you seen the offensive cartoons in question?
Yeah, I have. And they don't offend me any more than Fred Bassett looking wistfully at the door and wishing someone to take him for a damn walk.
Oh, look, that's been going on for about 7 months, that one. They just run the same Fred Bassett every day. Nobody notices.
No, in fact, Fred Bassett's creator died and his son took over and it's just as bad.
Well, I'm sure his creator didn't die laughing.
There's no way that was going to happen. It's just, I'm just outraged. I've spoiled your first show and I'm...
No, that's a tragedy. That's our job and we've already spoiled it three times prior to this call. Thank you, Brad. I think Daryl is next on the line. Are you there, Daryl?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. What have you got to say?
Well, Ed, I'm just wondering how Ed's acting career is going, actually.
Do you know Ed?
I do. I have had the pleasure of spending a bit of time with Ed, which is... I thought I could ring up and say hi, mate. How you doing?
For people who have just joined us, Ed does a bit of work in the Black Thunders, but he's also a professional actor with proper training.
No, that's where you're wrong. Now, Daryl, I'm going to throw it back on you a little bit.
Yes,
if anyone saw those Rexona billboards where people were sniffing each other's armpits, it was Daryl's armpit that was getting sniffed.
Really? So how's your acting career going, Daryl?
Yeah, very slowly, actually. That's why I'm ringing up. But
can I tell him about your scam, Daryl, your used car scam?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
Daryl does this thing where he buys cars off, like, somewhat desperate backpackers very, very cheaply and then mocks up, like, handwritten, I'm going around Australia in my van, need to sell quickly, and jacks up the price and makes a healthy living out of it.
Is that right? Is this true, Daryl?
Yeah, you can probably average about $1,000 a car to make of it.
So this is something anyone can do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's time, isn't it? These guys are going to leave in about 3 days, so you buy a car from for about $300 and then just put it up next week for $1,300. From another backpacker who just rolled up 3 days before, so...
And you give them nicknames, don't you? Like, you had the Beast for a while.
Yeah. I'm on to the Beast. I need to sell the Beast Mark II at the moment. But.
Maybe you could do a billboard for that service. And maybe you could get John Jarrett on the billboard. Doing his character. Okay.
Nice to talk to you, Darren.
Buy this car, or I'll ruin your spine. Who have we got next? I'm not sure that... I meant to look at this computer. See, we didn't have computers.
No, that's right.
Someone would bring in an etching and you would have to decipher who the next
Who's
caller
this?
Was.
Who we got?
Who have we got there?
Who's on the line?
What's your...
Hello.
Lee!
Yeah.
Hello, Lee.
How you going?
How you going?
What part of the country are you calling from?
Brisbane.
Oh, what's happening? And you know,
I'm from Brisbane.
Ed's from Brisbane right there.
Cool.
And you're glad that the rest of the country has come into line with real time?
Oh, it's about time.
Yes.
Get it? It's about time.
Oh, there you go.
That's, we'll bag that up. It'll be in the promo.
And listen, I just want to say, I love the show. I think it's fantastic.
Already?
And I hope that you keep Ed on because he reminds me of Robin Butler. He's got a very infectious laugh.
The spitting image of Robin, actually.
Yeah, that's probably And so how does, what does Brisbane want to hear in a radio program, Lee?
Ed's laugh.
Just Ed's laugh. Right.
Oh, no. What do we want to hear? We just want to laugh.
Right. I used to work on Brisbane radio years and years ago, in the days, I think, when Triple M was called FM 104. Would you remember that far back?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. That was back in the Bjelke Peterson era. Do you remember those years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Were you ever just arrested walking up the street? I once saw, this is true, in that, what, and pardon me for my ignorance, what is the mall there in Brisbane?
What is the mall?
Yeah, what's it called, that mall, where the cinemas are? And
the Queen Street Mall.
The Queen Street Mall. I was once walking through there, this is back in the mid-80s, and I saw a bloke arrested by two cops for wearing a Joe Busters t-shirt. He had like the Ghostbusters logo with Bjelke Peterson and he was just hauled into a van and dragged away.
I think you can still get arrested for that.
Right. Is Peter Beattie bringing back that style?
Like, I have to go. Okay.
You know a segment's gone too long when the person you're talking to has to go.
Sorry to keep you up.
I gotta work.
All right. Thanks. Sorry to keep you, Lee. Yeah. Gee, how's that?
That was great.
How's that?
Getting cut off by the listeners.
Yeah, okay.
Who's next?
I think we've run out of... That's the only three people that have bothered to call.
Oh, no, we've got one more.
We've got one more mystery caller. Who is that, you, Darren?
Michael?
Or Michael or Sharon. We'll take anybody. Are you there, Michael or Sharon?
It's Michael.
Hello, Michael. What have you got to talk about?
Well, firstly, welcome back to Australian radio. It's great to hear your voice out there again.
Thanks. I'm just getting the hang of it. We'll bag up all the cock-ups. There'll be a best of just my cock-ups on the podcast, hopefully, if that happens.
What I want to know is this wonderful vomit track that you've got running today.
Yeah.
I think I recognise it, and every time I hear it, gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling to about 6 years ago.
Right.
Is that the same vomit track that you've been using a few times before?
There it is there. It's probably one we've used before. Ed, what were you going to say?
I wanted to lift the lid on the vomit track and say what it actually was.
Okay, you do that.
What is it, Michael?
It's a ye olde pump. Water.
Yeah.
It's an old, ye olde water pump. And we've taken out the pumping sound. No, that's just the bear doing his thing.
Something else entirely.
And we've taken out the squeak and just left the gush.
That's a bit of an old radio trick because when you get for sound effects buffs out there, when you get the sound effect of vomiting, it's got someone else's voice going,
I love it.
So
I
what you do is you get the ye olde Western style water pump and you just lift the water bit out of it.
There you go.
Tips for young players.
Thanks. Good luck to the show too.
Thank you, mate. Thanks, Michael.
See you, Michael.
It's good to someone calling up and complimenting us on our vomiting. All right, we'll have more spew coming up soon enough here on Get This.
Get This.
More decent words, not foul words or double-crossing words, you know.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
It's Get This here at Triple M. Hope everyone's following the program. I hope it's going to air in all states.
I hope as well.
And it's great when a caller tells you,
Gotta go.
That's you too, as we wind to a close on the first edition of Get This. Is it still going out, Bear? Can you tell me? Hang on, put your own microphone on. Pushing the buttons for us. Ed, you're going to be eventually pushing the buttons. You've got your L plates on.
Yeah. I was terrible last week.
We should put that to air just for a laugh. We probably wouldn't even be able to put that to air. Now, so many stories, so many things happened over the weekend that we just haven't had time to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi Campbell piffing phones. Did you read about that?
Yeah.
She's allegedly thrown her mobile phone at a housekeeper when she could not find a pair of jeans.
That's fair enough.
It's just one pair of jeans, apparently, in her house. The housekeeper was taken to hospital with a cut to the back of the head that needed four staples. Short time later, wearing handcuffs, Armani handcuffs, and a white fur poncho, Campbell appeared outside court. Her lawyer claimed that the housekeeper's injuries were not caused by Naomi Campbell, but were self-inflicted.
Yep.
So a four-stitch wound to the back of the head,
yep.
Self-inflicted. How would you do that exactly?
You got to, it's hard, yeah. But you got to piff a phone to the wall and then quickly turn around
right.
And let it hit it in the back of the head.
Get it on the rebound. Yeah. And it's just a coincidence that two other people have been injured by flying phones by Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, it's a plot.
Right.
It's clearly.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. People are trying to get money out of it. Our Naomi.
What about the Logies? There's going to be five hosts. Five hosts on the Logies this year.
All in a row? Like, or they rotate, or are they all like on a panel style?
It's just a rumour, but it was in the paper yesterday. TV great Bert Newton is expected to spearhead a presenting team of five golden greats at the 2006 Logie Awards. It's going to be Bert, Lisa McCune, Ray Martin, Daryl Summers, and Rove all hosting the Logies. So they've just looked at last year's and gone, three hosts? Not enough?
No.
Need more.
That's what the testing found. They did a bit of research afterwards.
Oh, that always works.
100% of people said they could have done with more hosts.
We've got to get to the point where there's more people hosting than in the audience.
No one left to win one.
That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
How do you spearhead a team of?
Well, if you're Bert. He's second spear. He's very good at spearheading. I don't know. But other news. Jihad Jack, of course, has got 5 years and for accepting cash from and an airline ticket from Al-Qaeda.
How much did he get?
Actually, it doesn't say. $5,000 in cold hard cash.
Right.
But I'm trying to work this out because I am a dumb guy. I'm prepared to admit that. So how does it work? So the Australian government has prosecuted him for accepting money from Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
But at the same time, the same Australian government knew that the Wheat Board were giving money to Saddam Hussein, who we were at war at and still are effectively, because he was in cahoots with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it's different.
So the message from the Australian government is it's fine to give money to Al-Qaeda. It's just you can't receive it back, especially if there's an airline ticket on board. Is that what the message is? Yes. I might have this wrong.
Yes.
It's not a current affairs show. You know? It's a show with vomiting and talk of Darren Hinch's sex life. But to me, that seems to be a mixed message.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
What else? Are we running into the next program, Bear? Is it going too long?
No, we're okay.
Okay. Who else have we got? Courtney Love. Courtney Love has, who I think was so passionate about protecting the legacy of Kurt Cobain, that she wouldn't allow certain tracks to be used on the Best of Nirvana or something a few years ago.
Oh,
am I
right.
Getting that right? Is that right, Ben?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And she has now sold 25% of her stake for $50 million.
Oh.
Who
too?
She sold it to former Virgin Records general manager Larry Mestel because she found managing the state overwhelming.
So what is 25% of what? Is that 25% of the songs? Or what
of,
is
the,
it?
Of the publishing, which she owns 98% of.
Wow.
I think the other two blokes in Nevada got like 1% each.
Novacek.
got,
you never hear of any. Chris Novacek, the bass. Was he the bassist? He must have been the bass player.
I think he's doing windscreens at intersections. I'm not
lead
sure.
Lead singer of In Excess for a few songs.
Have a go. Why not? Let everyone have a turn. She found managing the state over... Walking in a straight line is probably a tad behind her, so managing the estate, I can understand that. But listen to this. Don't you love this sort of talk? She reassured fans that the deal would take Nirvana places it's never been before.
Ringtones.
There you go. The way the music will be used will remain tasteful.
Oh.
Mestel said, my goal is to keep the music very true to who the songwriter was and what his passions and tastes would be. Heroin, I think. Is that the cue to wind things up? Here at Get This. I'd like to thank everyone who contributed.
Yes.
Everyone who called in and took part. Everyone who vomited. Anyone who's done anything for the program today. And we'll be back, I'm hoping we'll be back tomorrow. And yes, the
What's
key...
The key phrase.
The key phrase of the day was, I have to go. And we'll be back tomorrow with Fifi Box. Come on. And it's all thanks to that brilliant idea, Census 1234.
Yeah.